10% more in the past several weeks. Several airlines have announced cost-cutting steps, and most have passed on higher fuel prices in the form of higher ticket prices.
If prices keep going up, I'm just not going to be flying. That's all there is to it. We're retired, can't afford to be flying with prices sky high.
Delta Airlines, one of the largest domestic carriers, announced this week it will offer voluntary severance packages to 30,000 employees. Delta President Edward Bastian.
It's not a good time for the industry. I mean, it's you know, we're in uncharted territory, clearly, with respect to what's going on in fuel and some of the slowness we're seeing on the domestic scene.
Delta hopes to eliminate up to 2,000 jobs. Holly Hedgman, founder of the website PlainBusiness.com, says Delta is not alone.
The airlines are going to start cutting routes that are not profitable. You're going to see fewer direct flights.
Meanwhile, the U.S. airline industry could face structural changes. Hawaii-based Aloha Airlines filed for bankruptcy, blaming predatory pricing by a competitor, but also citing record-high fuel costs. And earlier this year, Delta attempted to merge with another giant carrier, Northwest Airlines. While the jet fuel price dropped pennies this week, it has been trading at record levels and is now over $3 a gallon, up almost a dollar since last year. Paul Sisko, VOA News.